Welcome back to Inside Agriculture. Well, on Wednesday's edition of Farm Talk, Mick Kerr visited with Gary Werdish, the Minnesota Farmers Union president. They first talked about what's the expectation for the new Biden administration for the next 4 years.
Well, the biggest thing I think we're looking for is just some stability within the new administration. You know, that we whether it is trade deals or whatever the previous administration is working on, that things were always changing. You know, a lot of times they'd be working on trade deals or agreements and things, and then all of a sudden they'd all change with a tweet. So we're just looking for some stability. You know, it was on the last day of I believe it was yesterday, the EPA released some more, or granted some more small refinery waivers to the large oil companies. And, you know, we were disappointed in seeing that. We did expect it, but we were disappointed in that. But we're just hoping to get back to some stability and transparency and really, you know, working, you know, trying to move the country forward, I guess. It's, you know, I'm not going to, you know, I think the stability, instability is really that, you know, worked against us in the past. So
yeah, bankers hate it. Farmers hate it. Wall Street hates it. Everybody wants certainty and stability. So, yeah, we'll hope that
we really hope so, because, I mean, you look at the last year's income from the farms is like 40 to 45% for government payments, and you know that's just not sustainable. And you know it's gonna be hard to work through that. But you know that the instability caused a lot of that. And you know the payments were needed. There's no dispute on that at all. But you know they're just not sustainable long term. So we have to really work together and try and get out of that.
Yeah.
Right now we have a nice run up in prices. But you know, as a farmer, you know that's not going to last forever.
Werdish and other leaders with the Minnesota Farmers Union are meeting with officials down in the Twin Cities as the Minnesota legislature is underway. Here's some of the things that they're hoping to accomplish in the weeks ahead.
Well, a lot of the big things, you know, obviously health care is always an issue, you know, that is whether it's farmers or small businesses, you know, the high cost of health care is just, that's not sustainable either. But the pandemic really, you know, showed us the shortfall or the problem with our food security system with the large meat packers when they went down. It really shows a need for getting more small regional food or meat processing and poultry processing throughout the state, keep retaining, even expanding the beginning farmers tax credit, retaining the ag to school tax credit, make sure that stays in place, and a strong ag budget for the Department of Agriculture, as they have to minister a lot of programs and they're still trying to get through a pandemic. You know, that's obviously very important. Keep promoting the use of biofuels, keep working on that, and farmer lender mediation that came up, you know, we're asking for an extension for that too, to, you know, those that are going to find themselves in a situation that they have to work with a lender and try and work out, because of the COVID, just grant them some more time to work through the issue. You know, as they work virtually, it's harder to arrange that. And actually we've heard stories now of some, whether it's the farmer or the lender, as they're working on it, they got COVID and weren't able to, you know, work for a while period of time. So we're just asking for an extension for the farmer lender mediation also.
Again, that was Gary Werdish, the Minnesota Farmers Union president. This is Inside Agriculture.